possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And for you, what defense you're playing against, but Alexander Mattison was making a lot of long runs for people that are going out and watching those practices early on. You're going, man, who is that guy? Man, he's good. And makes a great play in the game. The best play for him, one of the best plays in the game. Makes the catch, almost breaks it for a touchdown, runs the last guy over. He's 220 pounds. He's a little violent and got after it. And actually, man, if anybody got hurt, I would have guessed it was going to be the defender taking him down because he gave him the big stiff arm and was looking to run him over and stay on his feet. And next thing you know, he goes down and slams, you know, we thought a concussion at the time. Of course, that's a doctor in all of us because we all like to. And the only difference is I have learned to keep my mouth shut.
We have a lot of experience in that field now. So.
Yeah, but you know.
You look at the replay, I mean, I know. It does fall on his head.
So,
well,
so
no question, right?
Yeah, he did. So yeah. Everybody thought concussion because he was there, but he kind of, I go, oh, man, Jimmy, it might be his shoulder, and it looks like a concussion. And, you know, we're all kind of giving our opinion, you know, all trying to be doctors before a doctor even got on the field. And come to find out, man, in there in between is the worst of all, and that's that neck injury, and had emergency surgery even worse than that to tell you how bad it is. When somebody says, we got to do a surgery right now and take you to a hospital, that's...
Well, the way he got up, too, kind of led you to believe it was a concussion, right?
Well...
Like, they helped him up.
Yeah, that did look like that, but also he just looked like his shoulder. Come to find out, he said it was all kind of... He didn't feel right, and, you know, anyway, those doctors got right to it. It sounded pretty serious, And so this is how the old game works. One guy is out for the year, and who knows if he'll play again. He's been around the league for a while. He's not a rookie, so the good news for him, he's going to be okay, and he's made some money in his career. But it gives Ollie Gordon a chance now to move up as the number three guy. And I thought they were kind of a running back short, you know, with camp, and you're not going to – you know Achan's not going to carry the ball a lot. You saw – matter of fact, I saw all I needed to see from Achan. If he doesn't play in the next two preseason games, like, the guy's really good. You could see that. He's breaking tackles. He looks faster than everybody is because he is faster than everybody. But, you know, and now Gordon trying to make a run against some Jalen Wright time and then they sign a couple more guys in Shamklin and Mike Boone last night as well. Just a couple of journeymen at this point. Some guys that I call them cup of coffee guys in the league. And they're camp guys. And, I mean, if one of them ends up, you know, looking good, but to me this sounds like they'll try to upgrade this thing. And if they think they need a fourth guy and on the practice squad, they'll be looking to – add somebody to their roster, maybe a fourth guy. You don't want to get short at that position. But, man, just a Real, real crummy story. Just we were going, wow, how long you think he'll be out? And we all do this, man. I do it. You know what I'm worst at? It's so why we're at this. So the guy that limps off the field after kind of grabbing his knee, and at first he kind of gets up, and then the more he walks, the better he walks. And so how many guys did we have when Cater got up that were at that practice that day? And I was there. And he started walking, and they're going, by the end of the time he got across the field, he was walking pretty much back to normal. Like, you haven't seen ACLs very much, because I did that in Ronnie Brown. We were doing a broadcast. Ronnie Brown made a tackle. He was having a great year. Ronnie Brown, after an interception, had to make a tackle, and he got up real slow, and he did the same thing. At first, he needed a little help, and then he started walking. By the time he got over to the Dolphin side on the sideline, he was walking and going, it looks pretty good. I think he's okay. Well, later that night, he's out for the year with an ACL. And so is Cater. Kohu also ACL'd it. So you never know with these injuries. And now we got guys getting carted off. By the way, this got to be a record amount of guys been carted off only to find out they could be back in a couple weeks. When you're on that cart before, that thing used to mean, this is a bad one.
Well, Justin Fields kicked that off, right? He was the first one to get carted off.
Yeah.
He got his toe stepped on.
Right. That's right. And you thought, crying on TV that are Jets fans, and why me? And it's not about you, brother. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with him. I always love that. Why me? Why does it happen to my team? And you're like, calm down a little bit, okay? You're not the only one. The likes the team. You just happen to be on TV acting like an idiot again, but that's fine. But anyway,
this is the culture, though, man, with all this stuff. There's a lot of doctors on Twitter.
We're all guilty, though, in fairness.
I know. We want the news as quickly as possible.
We do, and we try it. Like, I've seen this before. He's walking pretty good right now. I think it's okay. What's that mean? Like, so the big guy for the Eagles, big, really good offensive lineman, and they got lucky. You know, the difference in the MCL and ACL is huge. Yeah. Tear a little piece and you scope it out and, the guy's out for 3 to 4 weeks. ACL, done for a year. Well, done for a football season. These guys are coming back faster and faster. So anyway, yeah, we kind of start with all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. As I will tell you, this is a big, big 3 days coming up for the Miami Dolphins. With the two practices, and on top of the two practices, obviously the preseason game on Saturday. Early game, by the way. Again, it's a 1 o'clock start. So first of all, this guy that's coaching is not worried about being anybody's friend. Dan Campbell, he was our coach. Matter of fact, he was our interim head coach for a cup of coffee there. And he said, hey, this team, we went through it here. Remember that, going back to about the physical team? He's the guy came in and goes, we got to get more physical, guys. Things are changing starting in practice today. And everybody's like, ooh, man, you can't do that during the season. And, these guys are already banged up. And he goes, oh, hell no, it ain't working the way. That's why you lost your coach. I want to show them. And so Dan Campbell has turned the Lions, got them believing. They were the lovable losers for a long time. Remember that 30 years? They had the longest streak for a long, long time of being that team that didn't win a playoff game. That belonged to them. And then Dan Campbell, general manager, did a great job of bringing in some good players, made some good trades, and kind of quickly got their act together, right? And it's going to be physical. So, whatever you thought of Ben Johnson and of course, he was with Dan Campbell as a coordinator, and he's trying to do the same thing in Chicago, and we got to be Chicago tough, and we got to play like the old Chicago Bears and make those guys proud and all that stuff. So tried to get physical and, chippy and everything else in their few days that they're with the Dolphins, and that thing just went up a whole bunch now that you're playing the Lions. I don't know where your rank teams in your mind as far as who the most physical teams are, but you put those Lions right up there at the top of that list. And so it's going to be great work. I mean, this is exactly what they need. 3 weeks? a little more than 3 weeks from the start of the season. And they decide, Mike could have had one practice with him, decided to go 1-2-1 and have one with Jacksonville, one last week with Chicago. And going to have two with the best team by far of the three, the Detroit Lions, who are trying to get over the hump. And they've had some disappointment, right? Really good teams and losing the playoffs. And we're in great shape to get to a Super Bowl 2 years ago when Dan Campbell got a little too aggressive on a lead instead of kicking a field goal. You know, everybody knows decided to go for it. But they won some games, man, and they got a whole different mindset. This is exactly what the Dolphins need to see. Physically, the work they're going to get on both sides of the football. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I don't care what anybody says. The Miami Dolphins, if you saw the first preseason game, there's a lot of guys somewhere between those twos and threes and rotation players and a few guys that might have to start that are going to play in this game on Saturday that need the work. Because it's the only live work you get. And I don't care, and I know the other side of this. The other side of this is what happened to Alexander Mattison. Guys are going to get hurt. Well, you just can't, you can't play worrying about getting hurt every day. And for those guys you are concerned about, and I get it, and I know who they are. There's an article, and I'm not promoting the article today, but if you get a chance, it's interesting. I found it interesting. Woody, I don't know if you had a chance to see the front of the ESPN website, but they have future power rankings. Lewis Riddick is one of the guys that put it together. It's future as in it's set up for the teams that are in the best shape for the next 3 years. And they had four categories. Quarterback, which I get, that's the most important position. Roster makeup right now, meaning how many young talented players do you have that should be around at least 3 years. Front office, obviously, because they do all the work, and coaching. They had the Dolphins ranked 24th, and good young players. They had good young players, and concerns with injury, guys, was part of the theme for the Dolphins. You probably could guess the three guys, Chubb, Jalen Ramsey, and Tua. And those guys all staying healthy, which is been a problem for all three of them, and I don't know how much we're going to see those three guys in the preseason, in the games, the two preseason games that are remaining. But I just thought it was interesting if you get a chance. The Eagles were number one, by the way. The Ravens were number two. Kansas City was three, and Buffalo
basically
was
looks
four.
Like a today's power ranking.
Yes, right? It does. It's a good call. It does.
It's pretty similar, but I don't know. I think the Dolphins, like, if this doesn't go well, I think the roster's going to look dramatically different next year anyway. So,
well, they got to keep going with what they've done. So we were a little late to the party putting this going back to the draft stuff, but man, I just think you can't. And they did, and it was called going for it and desperate to go for it and try to speed the process up, going through trades and giving up lots of picks, lots of high picks, and they did. And it made us better, but it didn't get us to where the goal was. It made us better, don't get me wrong, but we were far away from 5 wins, getting up there in 11 wins and all that, but it didn't get you to where you wanted to get to, and that's win a playoff game and get in the playoffs and win the division. It didn't work that way. So now the Dolphins, using draft picks, a lot of them last year and again this year, who are going to have to play, man. You're going to see a lot of those guys. Matter of fact, if you watch the game, you saw a lot of the rookies, and this is not anything that should surprise anybody, but our rookie draft picks played a lot in that game. I don't know if you saw the snap count. I'm, by the way, don't pay attention to snap count. A lot of our writers do. But, I mean, you can notice, like, oh, man, this guy's playing a lot. And when I was saying that during the game, it was a lot of the draft picks. Saw Biggers played a lot, and he's been playing really good. And, yeah, they're going to play him a lot because now they're trying to get his ass ready for the opener for more depth on this team. Seventh-round defensive tackle. And those three defensive tackles, most likely – all three of those rookies, well, 1, 5, and 7 rounds, will all be on this football team. So anyway, yeah, that was kind of the take. But I just got to tell you, and I'm old school, and I don't know, and everybody goes back and forth. And Woody, you brought up some good points the other day. there's really a fine line between making sure your guys are healthy to start the season, because that's the most important thing. You want as many of your best players ready to go, and not necessarily their sharpest, because you're kind of protecting them a little bit and policing their work and what they're doing, so that you get to the opener and you want them, you know, as healthy as can be. And then the problem is a lot of them are going from 0 to 60 because those games are going to be all out. That first game, Colts and Dolphins, is all of a sudden you're in the finals of a race and you're not jogging. And so you have that. You want to get – there's still a lot of guys that still believe that you still got to work old school and you got to have some physical practices, and that will help you adjust better for the season, and you won't have as many injuries. I don't know how many people still buy that. Shoes was a big believer of it, but again, I'm going back a lot of years on you. So I understand some of this stuff's been outdated. I don't know. The other part of it is what he talks about, and it's so true. Guys are bigger and faster, man. That's just a fact. You can figure things out. I don't need to tell you. Like the guys are a lot bigger now than when I played. A lot bigger. We had 260, 270-pound offensive linemen. That's what our guys were. 275, maybe 280 at most. Kuchenberg and those guys, they weren't – I don't know what Larry Little played at. But a lot of those guys, I mean, now today, look at the lines. Look at the lines. We got 320-pound guards. We got a 300-pound. I see some of the centers are 290, 295, 300. They're usually the lightest guys at center. And then the tackles are massive. You go to some of these teams, these guys are 6'8", 6'9". They all look like Patrick Paul, to be honest, don't they? Look at the Eagles, two guys. You look. They're huge. And, you know, even the pass rushers on the outside. I mean, the guys, they're bigger. They're not all of them. Now, listen, we had some guys matched up size, but defensive line, Bob Baumhauer is one of the best defensive tackles, and Manny Fernandez, those guys were really, they were elite defensive tackles. They played at 260, 270. You can't do that now. Teams aren't carrying, you know, in a four-man front, some guys will carry a 285 or a 290 defensive tackle. But they also got some big dudes, man. The nose tackles, defensive nose tackles, 330, 340, 350, they're just big guys. They're going, I got a big belly and you cannot move me. You guys double team me all you want. My job is to make sure two of you guys do not push me off the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, man, the guys are hitting each other. They run faster. They are faster, you know. All that stuff, bigger and faster, we're going to have more injuries. And then the thing we did have in common, we probably had a lot of concussions back then, but we had smelling salts. We had smelling salts. We came off the field, we were a little dinged up, but we went back in as soon as you could. As soon as you could. Had a little headache and took care of that with a few cold beers after the game. We had it all down. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. A lot of NFL news, a lot of stuff going on that we'll get you caught up on. Canes football, man. One name that on a guy that I think's got a chance to be a first-round pick. On an early look at him, he looks the part. How quickly can that one guy catch up? How long will it take him? Can it happen this year or longer? We're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. But first, before we do anything else, want to take a second this morning to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I love talking about it because it works. It works, man. I've been on the program for more than a year, and I am a man that had full-blown low T and ED. Not proud of either one of them, but listen, I did feel a lot better when I find out. I thought it was a me problem. Because, you know, you don't go around all you guys going, hey, man, you tired all the time too? Man, I'm tired all the time. And you go, yeah, I got no sex drive either, man. Oh, my God, really? Like, we don't talk about that as men. Atlantic Men's Clinic, that's their business. ED and low T, knocking it out, getting rid of it, putting you on a program to get great results the right way, the safe way. And I always tell everybody the professional way they do things is unbelievable. Really sets them apart from everybody else. They police the program. I would tell everybody to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic, if because you're going to go through ED and low T, every man's going to get it sooner or later. I was lucky enough not to get until full-blown, at least, until I was in my 60s. But a lot of guys get in their 40s and 50s are dealing with this. What do they do? I don't know. You know, a lot of guys don't know where to turn to. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. Schedule it. Get all your testing done. They'll do the T, the PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll explain everything to you and put you on a program that's perfect for you. Not me, but perfect for you. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. If you're dragging right now and your sex drive is gone and you're tired all the time, you've gained 20, 25 pounds, and you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on, everybody says you're just getting older, stop it. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get rid of it and start feeling like you used to. Got a brand new location in Hollywood that you're going to love. I go to the Plantation one. We've got 7 all over South Florida, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. By the way, Woody, before we get going, you know, I noticed everybody, except Dade County, back at school. I guess Dade's back in a couple of days here, but all the folks in Broward County, and good to see all the kids. I saw something very funny before I want to find out about Leon's first day. NBC was, I was on NBC yesterday watching the news early, and everybody's got extra news shows, and flipped it around, got a little burned out on the ESPN stuff during the day. So I flipped it over and they're interviewing the kids first day of school. And the one girl's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be back with my friends. And she played it up. Oh, I'm just, you know, I get my new teacher and I'm just so excited to be back with everybody. And so they asked the friend, she goes, no. Freaking want to be back home. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be back at school. I thought it was hilarious. Anyway, she was just bummed out as hell that she was back. How's your first day of school? I'd rather be home. I was having a great summer. Anyway, how'd Leon do yesterday, first day?
I don't know if he was that excited, but no, he had a great day. He had a good day. It's a big change for him, but he had a good day.
Well, listen, man, you switch counties. Yeah. You're used to everything. You probably get where you know all the teachers, and and now you're at the, so you met the teacher, and you do the walk-in and the whole thing. You get to meet everybody the first day.
My wife's big on that.
Well, yeah, you should.
Well, it was in the morning, so I wasn't able to make the meet the teacher thing.
Yeah.
But
we got good reviews.
As long as she's good with it.
Well, honestly, as long as he's good with it and coming home and go, I think I got some new buds, man. Got some guys look like they like sports like I do.
I wasn't exactly the best student growing up, so she liked school a lot, so I let her kind of handle that.
Well, listen.
I don't know about you, but middle school, high school, not exactly my thing.
Yeah, we were just laughing about this out there and knowing what a dummy I am. Did you like school? I go, no, I freaking love my summers. I was in sports all summer. And
I know there's some people that love high
school.
Going
to games and now all of a sudden school starts and the dad goes, hey, we're not going to any more Giant games. We're done, okay? No more. I'm like, what? What about the weekends, man? Still, we can't see Willie one more time? And, they thought I had this, it's so funny. I shouldn't get into this. Back in the old days, I don't know if they still do this. Do they still put the smart kids together in advanced classes? Has that been going on forever? And then they put the dummies, the kids that are just sliding through school.
If they still do that. That's a great question. I don't know.
I was with those kids. That's all. I don't want to get into
all
that
stuff.
Then you
ended up at Berkeley. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that got helped by my physical talent. Yeah. That helped a little bit, Woody. All of a sudden, I look so dumb to a lot of schools. My senior year in high school, like, hey, you're a little dumb, but not that dumb. We can we'll take a chance. We'll get you through this thing, man, a little bit. Hey, we've got. I was just teasing Woody a little bit. Canes getting set. I see they're number 10 now. Number 10 in both polls that are out, the AP poll as well as the coaches poll, and you look at the team. Look, the team doesn't look. Like, it looks more balanced. It was obviously really good offensively a year ago, but defensively, it wasn't there. Not even close. And matter of fact, as the year went on, it seemed to lose confidence, and it was getting worse and worse. It was. And put an immense amount of pressure on the offense to score basically every time they seemed like they had the ball, right? Their numbers were off the chart. You look back and you know, at the time, you lose a couple games into the year, and you go, what the hell happened? And when it's all done, you go, wow, look at the points per game and yards. And, you know, you start talking about having the number one offense in the whole country, you're pretty friggin' good because there's some teams that are running track meets around the country, and you still, you know, didn't get to where you wanted to. So this team, it looks a lot better defensively. Across the board, experience number one, yes. And you're going to try to fit some guys in there, and it looks like it's deeper. It's got some good backups as well, or some good rotation players. So all those things look really good, and so that's a good news. That's and it looks to be more of a balanced team. I'll give you a good one that I'm not sure about that we all take for granted. That Borregales kid kicking, we got spoiled. He was really good. Really, nobody talked about him. And then towards the end of the year, they were going, hey, he might be drafted. And then people are going, he might be the best kicker. I'm not talking about awards. I think it was any of finalists for the kicking awards and stuff. But he didn't win anything, but he was really good. I mean, that kid was money. He made kicks when he had to and helped you stay in games, win games when you didn't score touchdowns. And they got a kicking competition going on out there right now. From a couple of transfer portal guys. So we'll see how it goes. But, hey, you're in a lot of tight games. You need a guy you can count on. And sometimes I'm not just talking about extra points, man. I'm talking about 50-yarders and being able to make kicks when you need them. But I wanted to get to two names that I'm really – and I said one before, and I do want to get into it, but – there's a couple of guys that are young and super talented, and now the question is, how quickly can they catch up? We went out to practice the other day, and one guy was just off the charts, had an off-the-charts practice. I made some comments to a coach, and they said, hey, listen, yeah, we know how talented he is. This Joshua Moore, this wide receiver, I didn't know much about him. He went to West Broward High School, okay? I'm not saying he's a West Broward kid, but he went to school there, stayed there. A lot of people were surprised he stayed there because he could have gone to any school he wanted, all the big schools in South Florida. Matter of fact, we'll have Larry Bluestein on to talk about that on Thursday. But Joshua Moore is, we go down, and the first thing I watch him do against a veteran corner is a stutter and go, and ran by him by 4 or 5 yards. As I say, 6'4", 215, 210, 215, and he can run. He's obviously, you know, maturity and all that stuff and learning to do all the things you're supposed to and run the right routes and catch up. It's not just 7-on-7 football or 1-on-1 football where, but the toughest stuff he's got figured out. How to run routes, how to run by guys, go up and catch the football. He must have had, Woody, the day we were there, 3 or 4 touchdowns on deep plays. He had one of those days. He had one of those practices when we were there. Now, listen, maybe he's had all off practices, but we went out there, and I went, holy smokes, this guy to be doing this. And he's in spring football, so this is not new to him. But this is to be this, have that size and that speed and catch the ball the way he does. And, again, I don't know what that's going to mean down the road, but there's no reason if he doesn't develop, that's what a first-round pick looks like. I've seen him come out of that school, Andre Johnson, and I go, wow, in a couple years, that guy's going to be a first-round pick, and he was. Now, it doesn't always work. We've had some other guys come down here and kind of looked the part to start with, and it didn't finish well. The second guy that's going to be really important that needs to make a big, big jump is Justin Scott, the defensive tackle. Looks the part, looks a lot different than when he first got here as a 5-star guy, dominating guys in Illinois, and that football is not the football down here, but he's a big guy, and how quickly can he play at that level? And by the way, he will get as tested in game one as he'll get tested in any game all year against that big Notre Dame offensive line. So those two guys, man, I didn't go Malachi Toney or any of those guys who I think is going to be really good right off the bat. But the upside of a freakish guy like Joshua, I'm dying to see what he looks like and how fast he catches up, how mature can he be to do all the things he's going to be asked to do and block a little bit and help with the running game, you know, when they run to your side and run guys off when you know you're not getting the ball. And not get lazy on your route and run it a little different and start freelance and it gets picked off and that stuff where they can trust you and go, we know he's got the talent. We just got to push it to the next level. And some guys go for it and some guys don't. But I got to tell you, and I don't do this every year. I don't come on this show and talk about one guy that's got freakish talent. He's got freakish talent. And I'm not saying the other young receivers aren't really good, but a couple things he has, and I don't know, somebody taught him how to run routes already, you know, and some of the things he's doing, and these guys do run coming out of high school. They used to just take off and run, and the best player would catch the ball, or the faster kid would run by the other guy. These guys have, a lot more guys are getting coached up in the offseason, running routes better. It's one thing I've really noticed, how mature physically these guys are and doing things and setting guys up. So anyway, we got to go to break, man. But that's my teaser of the day, those two, Woody. Those are my two UM teasers here of two young guys that you brought in as recruits out of high school, two highly recruited players, one here in South Florida and one not. And it doesn't take away from anybody else, so don't read into it too much. But, Woody, that was literally, and you know the year before, Trader did the same thing. We walked down the same time, and they ran that drill right next to us, and he ran a post pattern and turned the guy around, and I was like, you know, and first, like, who's that? And I go, that's Trader, kid from Chaminade. I go, wow, somebody taught that guy how how to run a route, because we need him too, by the way. There's another guy that's got to stay healthy, and you got to stay healthy now. Can't be always banged up, but we're going to need you. All right, we got to go to
– that a lot these days.
Hearing that a lot, yeah. Right? That's kind of the theme of – kind of theme, right? Only one thing worse than not playing well when you're healthy, and that's not playing at all. All right, we got to go to break. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back after this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This. And welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there going back to school for day two. And I guess Dade County, I'm not sure, Dade County start Wednesday or Thursday, one day this week. Man, I'd love to start school on a Thursday or a Friday, just get one day and have a couple more off just to.
Yeah, that's the European in you.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it means you want 3-day weekends.
You want 3 days of school, 4 days off would have been great.
I asked you this yesterday. Don't they do that over there?
I had no idea.
Everything's closed on Monday?
It just looked very touristy to me, Woody. I didn't see a big change where I was. Just looked touristy every day. That's all it did.
So you're going to come back from, Madrid, right? You can come back a big soccer guy.
You're gonna hit no, I'm not going to do that because I've been there before. I was because Real Madrid, a lot of years, is the best team in the world. They have been for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Whoever runs that organization, they obviously have a lot of friggin' money, and they get a lot of good players. Mbappe's the latest one, right, that left Paris and one of the great young players, and they've got him now. So, yeah, I was into it, but not that much. And I always wonder, though, when we take the game over there, I guess it sold out quickly, but I always wonder, like, how many people over there, they love soccer. That's always going to be number one. How much do they really like our game? I always wonder, how much will they like the game? We're going to play where Real Madrid plays. That's going to be kind of fun to see it and see the whole thing. And it's a big stadium.
I'm sure a lot of fans are going.
Well, yeah, we'll have a lot of fans from both Washington fans as well as Miami fans, and I've already talked to some people in my age group that are retired or close to it, taking vacations over there and doing the whole thing to Portugal and Spain and hitting a few of the countries around that area, you know, for a week or two, and put a Miami Dolphin game in there, right? Kind of cool. See your team play on the road. And so that will be part of it later in the year for sure. Man, I got to tell you the news, man. I'm sure everybody saw it yesterday, but one of the running backs who they got from Las Vegas, a veteran player, a bigger running back, 220-pound running back, Alexander Mattison, out for the season towards the end of the game, made a real nice play and stayed on his feet after the catch and was trying to score. He was real close. Well, he's about the 5-yard line, Woody, five inside the 10 for in there somewhere. And just made a great effort and takes a guy on and literally trying to run him over. And he goes to the ground pretty hard and he doesn't get up. And so right away, I didn't think anything serious. I thought concussion. Then I was wondering at first, looked like he grabbed his shoulder and the guys go, no, it's concussion. I go, I don't know, man. It might be he separated his shoulder or dislocated the shoulder. That happens, obviously, a lot in the league, too. Come down hard on your shoulder onto the ground. And so he was there for a few minutes, and he got up and walked off. And you go, oh, that's good news. And you hear everybody, oh, give, and we all give our opinion. Every time we see an injury in person or on TV, we try to figure it out, and so do the announcers. Oh, we're not doctors, and we don't want to go too far on this injury, but it looks like, you know, oh, they're grabbing, they're working on the knee, or they're oh, he's got a cramp. They're pulling his foot up to get rid of the cramps. So you see some of those things, and then we all play doctor. We all go right into, oh, I've seen this forever. Oh, yeah, that's a, and you give your opinion. So, boy, I'll tell you what, nobody had that one right, because not only did he have a neck injury, but he had emergency surgery, which is pretty serious stuff when they go, oh, we got to go get this done, like, right now. He walked off the field. That was the good news. But he's out for the year. And, hey, more importantly than being out for the year is that he's okay. Boy, the last thing we want or the league wants or anybody wants to see is a guy, you know, with a serious injury and can't move off the field and stuff. So, but he was a hell of a player. He looked great first couple weeks, and he was going to be on the team. And the question was, how much was he going to play? And now this slides everybody up, the other part, the business part now, after we wish him only the best. Good couple of weeks of work, and now he's out for the year. But the good news is, more importantly than how you play for your team is you're okay with that. You're going to be out for the year, and I don't know if he comes back and plays. He's been in the league for a while. But now it gives more opportunity to some more guys. And so we're really curious to see how that works. And they signed a couple of guys yesterday. I called them a cup of coffee guys, in Shamklin and Mike Boone. They added two guys because they're going to need guys. They're going to need bodies to carry. They're going to come in. They're not going to be on the sideline. They're going to be carrying the ball. You're going to wonder who's going to carry the ball in the second half of these games and maybe even three quarters. It's going to be those two guys. So they will learn the basic plays, running plays, and they'll be playing.
Running back's got to be the easiest position to replace on a team, right?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys, yes. Yeah,
that's not
I would agree.
Concerning. But.
Now, listen, I don't know, are they going to be as good as he was? Probably not, but some guys that can come in and run your offense that have been really good players in college or at some point even in the NFL, yes, there's a whole bunch of those guys. And this goes back to why a lot of people don't pay the running back position, right? Dolphins got to be scared to death. Devon Achane, who's really good.
Well, this is why the preseason sucks.
Well, this is why.
I mean, come on, man.
You don't play your running back. This is why a lot of the running backs don't play in the preseason or very, very much, because those guys, they get tackled every play. Every time they touch the ball, which is a lot. They get tired. There's also a reason a lot of teams, and I'm not saying, you know, in Baltimore it happens a lot, or I'm not saying it happens a lot in Philadelphia with the two best running backs in the game, but there are a lot of teams that like to rotate their running backs, and Achan, you know, is the number one guy. He's 5'9", he's 190-something pounds, and he looks great. But you take and you throw in all the catches he has, and they've got to get the next couple guys ready to go. Jalen Wright is number two right now. We got to get Jalen Wright going a little bit more, and I always say this, he's got some bad luck. That last run on fourth down was not Jalen Wright's problem. He got hit 4 yards in the backfield, and the guy was not touched. That is not on Jalen Wright, who was just like trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He got tackled and had no chance on that play. But gives you a chance to see Ollie Gordon now. And Ollie Gordon II, actually, sixth-round pick out of Oklahoma State, who's your biggest and strongest running back you have. And I can't imagine they're not going to get him some carries.
Yeah. Well, you got three good guys now, right, in that group, three reliable guys.
Yes.
I think you're okay.
Well, I don't know.
And the problem is you got two more of these stupid preseason games.
Well, that's why those two guys.
So
that's why those two
don't play any running back.
That's why they're going to play those two guys, and they'll play. We've had years where we were bringing guys in and playing them, though. We had guys we were bringing in, and they had to play.
Well, I haven't exactly heard of the guys they brought in.
No. I called them cup of coffee guys. Yeah. They've been around the league a little bit. They've had a little bit of playing time last year, and guys that, you know, without getting an old guy and trying to get, you know,
there's guy. Like how many, I don't know, 10 like elite running backs, you would say, maybe, if that. And then the drop off is just very, very significant, right? There's a lot of those just a guy type of players.
There is some really good.
Nobody's ball dominant anymore except for, like, I don't know, a couple of them, right?
Well, I said Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's it. For the most part.
Those guys.
Maybe the guy in Vegas, I guess they're going to probably run him into the ground.
I'm curious to see.
They got him way up down that fantasy stuff.
Again, he's only going to be as good as that offensive line in this league.
Probably not going to be good, right?
So if they don't.
That team's going to struggle. See, that's the problem with, especially fantasy-wise, and I know like ESPN's promoting, they got their big fantasy draft tonight that they're going to put on TV. You see this thing?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got a big fantasy draft on TV if that's your thing.
A lot of people are into that.
I know.
How much work do you put in before you do fantasy, or they give you they give you a list of all the numbers they had? And
the problem is, like, and Jamie and I were looking at it yesterday. You look at the top, like, I don't know, 20 players.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? Like, it's really kind of a crapshoot, like a luck of the draw type thing, right? Like, you could pick Jamar Chase. He gets hurt in the first game. You're cooked, but.
So what position goes first usually? Running back?
Well, it depends how your league scores. Like if you're a PPR league, so point per reception. If you're a straight points league, then running backs are a little more valuable. But the problem is, again, there's so few running backs. There's a lot of wide receivers out there that put up good numbers.
You know who's number one on top for me is a guy that's always up there for MVP, and he could have won it last year. Lamar Jackson. He's going to run for 900 yards.
Yeah.
I don't know. He may have as many as 10 touchdowns running. He's going to throw between 30 and 40 touchdowns. But that's too early to take him, I guess.
Well, I mean, they had Achan at like the 11th, 12th best player in the whole thing. You buy that? I mean, do you think he's going to be that?
I think Achan, if Achan stays healthy, when he's been pretty durable, he should be 1,400 or 1,500 yards total. Wow. He was balanced last year. What did he have? 6 touchdowns running, 6 pass receiving. He's going to catch a lot of screens. And if you make a mistake, he's going to take it to the house.
Sold on Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay, you're sold on him? Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs? He's number 5. He's the 5th ranked player in the whole thing. Christian McCaffrey?
No, I don't.
Christian McCaffrey?
I don't trust him.
48 fantasy points last year. They're projecting that he gets 322 this year.
Yeah.
He's 29.
Scares me. He's had a lot of injuries, man.
You got Puka Nacua, Malik Nabers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Genty, Achan.
Yeah.
Nico Collins. I mean, this is your top 20.
A lot of tough decisions to make here.
Jonathan Taylor's in there.
Hey, okay. Who we see in
Josh
week
Jacobs.
One. Hey, Woody, we got right at 7 o'clock this morning.
I'm just rattling off
players. But, too. Yeah.
Just to show you that, like, honestly, though, like, out of those players that I named, I throw Derrick Henry in there. Are you like totally sold? Do you know like for sure any of those guys are going to?
I feel pretty good. I don't know, but I'm guessing the two guys in Baltimore and Philadelphia are going to, they're really good players.
Yeah, they are. No, I don't say none of these guys are not good players.
Derrick Henry doesn't seem to get hurt, and he has more collisions than anybody, or he's amazing. Physically, a freak, what he has done. I mean, we talk about Hall of Famers, that guy,
yep,
for what he has done and outrunning guys last year the way he did when he broke through and guys in the secondary couldn't catch him was amazing. 7 o'clock hour, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Boy, I'm running so late. All right, we got to go to break. We'll get caught up with business right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.